AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama says his landmark health care law, upheld by the Supreme Court today, is working better than expected and is helping tens of millions of Americans. Standing in the Rose Garden, Obama said it's time to end challenges to the Affordable Care Act.
My greatest hope is that rather than keep refighting battles that have been settled again and again and again, I can work with Republicans and Democrats to move forward.
House Speaker John Boehner and other Republicans are vowing to repeal and replace the law.
It's raising costs for people. It's pushing people out of the ability to afford health insurance. And it needs to be dealt with.
Two funerals were held today in Charleston, South Carolina. Mayor Joseph Riley says the community will feel the loss of Sharonda Coleman Singleton, a speech pathologist, coach, and pastor.
The fact that her death is so heartbreaking and tragic just evermore sears in our hearts and memories her being. And what she taught us.
Hundreds celebrated the life of Ethel Lance, a 70-year-old great-grandmother who was gunned down along with Coleman Singleton and seven other people last week at a black church in Charleston. The interim minister at Emmanuel AME Church says God was with Ethel when she was killed.
Jesus, call Ethel by her name.
Tomorrow, President Obama and a congressional delegation will attend the funeral of the minister at Emmanuel AME. Obama will deliver the eulogy. Authorities say a fire that damaged a predominantly black church in Macon, Georgia, has been ruled arson. Same thing for a church in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is AP Radio News. An actor from The Avengers, a popular TV show in the 60s, died today at his home in Rancho Mirage, California.
Patrick McNee had been in dozens of movies, including Hamlet, A View to a Kill, and The Sea Wolves, but it was playing debonair secret agent John Steed in The Avengers that made him famous. It made him rich, too. McNee owned 2.5% of the profits from the show, which ran for 8 seasons and for decades in syndication. McNee also played the head of Polymer Records, Sir Dennis Eaton Hogg, in This Is Spinal Tap. His son says McNee died of natural causes at the age of 93 at his home outside Los Angeles. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
A psychiatrist who determined that Colorado theater shooter James Holmes was insane at the time of the 2012 shootings says people suffering from delusions can't always control their behavior. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.